Open your eyes, little brother. The sun is almost up again. I can see that sliver of light coming over the horizon. It's like God speaking to us. That's what you used to say, isn't it? Hey, are you awake? It looks like you were dreaming again. What was all of that about? Well, time to wipe the morning cold from your eyes because I got you some breakfast. There's a sandwich in the glove compartment. Here. Yeah, I did some restocking at the gas station. They were very friendly and unobservant, so I sneaked it into my backpack when they were too busy thinking about my cute smile. It still surprises me that I'm so good at playing the innocent country girl with all my experience. Or like the clueless driver, or the bashful, aspiring party girl needing a fake ID, even though I'm way past 20. So many identities in so little time. Do you think anyone knows me besides you, brother? Well, they will know me today. They'll know both of us. Not some helpless authority with their hands too tied to provide justice. We'll make sure. End of the road, brother. Time to pay mommy and daddy a visit. Okay. I'll carry the big bag if you... Sorry, I guess I haven't kept up with your gym sessions. To think that I was the one taking pride in seeing you for who you are. I'll always protect you, you know that? Even when your muscles make bikers avert their eyes, Big Sis still has a special talent for chasing off the bullies in your dreams. You're sure you want this, right? You can still choose not to get involved if you... Yeah. Too late for the wolf to live with the lamb. I love it when you're all biblical. Well, if God is looking at us, I'll try to explain it when we get to him, all right? Okay, I'm ready. Let's take the walk of no return. Wow. The old path has almost grown over. Since the last time, I guess after that one inspection, they wanted even fewer strangers involved with them. I have to admire their devotion in one way, sticking with every commandment, even when the others had ostracized them for daring to get doctors involved to confirm that they were sterile. They're still going at it today, I bet. Working on their new Jerusalem for souls so polished from sin that they don't even exist. A paradise of ghosts, with only two living husks remaining. Husks excluded from Eden. Mommy and Daddy. Did I ever call them that? Not gonna lie, I loved using their names to provoke them and make their true nature come out, even when it meant the soup ladle. I catch myself wishing it wouldn't have to be like this. That they would own up to having created us the way we are, but no. The goats raised the outside kids into leopards, and now we're coming home to feast. Do you think that's how they'll see it? Hey, I can get biblical too, you know. Yeah, you do know. Can you guess what my therapist said yesterday? Well, he began by asking again about the foster home and the cult and the abuse, still so goddamn unprofessional, in complete shock as if all of this isn't like any story I've read. And then he stood up all pompous and bombastic and almost shouted, "You are without sin!" Like, can you believe that shit? It's okay though. I've got my own interpretation of that. It means I get a free pass to cast the first stone, brother. And then He just sat down again, browsed through his notes, looked at the clock, and said the same thing as every time.
This is something we'll have to get back to next week.
I'd almost admire him for being so wrong in every conceivable way. Brother, there won't be a next week, and you know why. I keep thinking, if I'd been better at keeping you out of it, maybe we wouldn't have to take on the world. We could have settled down at some beach, learned to make iced chai lattes or whatever hipsters drink this year, and I've told you stories until you fall asleep. And then we'd fuck until we'd forget that we both become cliches. Nah. Outlaws. Arsonists. Sounds more appealing to me. Angels fallen from grace, thorns in the flesh, or bringers of judgment, the fate of the unfaithful. Everything at once, just better dead than normal. Incestuous fornicators? Yeah, and a lot more. We're gonna fuck the world until its double standards are laid bare. That will be justice. Hey, we're here. The lilies are so perfectly symmetrical, lighting up the whole pathway like they were planted by aliens or something. And the sun just barely showing itself above them. Almost like the pictures in those flyers they made us hand out to the strangers in town. The promise of paradise. Fucking hate it. Pretty sights always hide something. I would know. You want to do the honors, brother? I can't believe you were prudent enough to keep that old thing all these years. Good thing they've never drawn attention to themselves by having the locks change. I'm surprised they've never been burgled before. Don't worry, brother. Their Sunday morning sleep is the deepest we've ever known. You should know. From when I was throating your cock with their heavy breaths next to our ears on your 18th birthday. Get the silver. I'll go for the jewelry. Total naturals at this. It's almost as if we should do this more often, isn't it? Check it out. They kept their wedding rings downstairs with the rest of it. Their name is engraved on the insides. I never noticed that. Our last name. Want to put them on with me? Who the fuck else would I be proposing to, you idiot? Okay, back to work. We'll start with the stairs, and then we do every room on the bottom floor, and finally, a trail leading out to the front door. Give me one of the cans. I've always liked this smell. So foreboding. The opposite of lilies. Let's cover our memories in it. The sun, it's starting to warm me up. You know, after we'd gotten out, I read somewhere that one day it will swell up to what they call a red giant and swallow this whole world we live in. God's wrath consuming the wicked with lakes of fire. If you think about it, we're just doing some of the work for him in advance. I once tried turning the other cheek. But there's no point in waiting for the merciful to be shown mercy. I only act for the meek to finally be blessed. Speaking of which, why the fuck haven't you started making out with me yet? Oh, little brother. Are you letting your big sis lead you astray again? You should know that the snake takes on many forms and can make the juices run like milk and honey from its fruit. Reach down under my skirt. Part me open like the Red Sea and reach your fingers down to the bottom. Oh, fuck. This is your escape route from enslavement, little brother. Finger my fucking gun and play with my tits like in the dreams you got from the Song of Songs. Doves behind your veil, twins of a gazelle, grazing among the lilies. Nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon. Lips like a scarlet thread, honey and milk under your tongue. A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A spring locked, a fountain bursting open. Oh fuck. I feel the heat like your fingers caused this. Do you think we woke them up? I doubt it. I read somewhere that most people die from indoor fires by inhaling the smoke, often in their sleep. It's too bad. I'd want them to wake up and see us. I've got a spectacle planned out for them. Lay down on the grass while I take off my clothes. Hope you've been doing your tongue exercises along with that workout routine of yours. I'm expecting you to make my moans pierce through the scorching flames. These thighs around your head. Put your lips on them. And then bite into this fruit glazed with juices. Little brother. I'll make you work for those screams. A damper is a challenge for anyone wanting to be heard in a sea of notes. And there's no better damper than your cock down my throat. Do you think this is what they had in mind when they told us to be fruitful and multiply? Your foster sister slavering her
sinful fluid all over your cock while you tongue kiss her fucking cunt. No. No, your innocence hasn't been lost. It was never with you to begin with. Flick my clit with your tongue. Oh, yeah. Let me roll your balls between my fingers while I take you down my throat. May the wine go straight to my beloved. You're digging after me, huh? Well, I do hope it's because you're drunk. Grab my ass and feel me jiggle for you. The best way to enjoy the first beams of sunlight at dawn. Dizzy and look at her from sucking dick. Hold it in, little brother. I want you to last through a lot more. You know I'll repay you. I have a special deal with God about that. I'll let you climb the palm tree and steal the grapes every Sunday morning. I'll steal from Caesar that which belongs to you. Oh. Do you love your enemies, brother? I pray for them, but only because persecution has always found its way into my hormones. My mental scenarios of being chased down, panting and sweating, they make me want to ride you like a fucking animal. Stay in place. Let me get this cock in. Oh, slowly sink down onto it. Don't act like I'm not driving you crazy, little brother. You like my tits in your face while I take your cock. I know you do. The vine has budded. And the grape blossoms are in full bloom. Squeeze them like lemons. And play with those fingers around my nipples. Yeah, suck on them. Make that tension go between them. Down to my G-spot when I ram myself right against it again and again. All those years staring at my body, not thinking I would notice it. Your eyes are the floor as soon as I look back. Aren't you glad I took the first step? Think of all the relentless fucking we would have been missing. But I'm glad to take action into my own hands and into my own body. I am my brother's keeper after all. The one absolving you from your thoughts with my tight cunt squeezing around your cock like motherfucking choking you out. You're building up like the flames beside us. It will flow out of your system like life rising out with the smoke from upstairs. And my perfume will spread its fragrance onto your body. It'll be my favorite part. I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance. At our doors is every delicacy. I treasure them up for you, my love. If only I could treat you like my brother. Oh, yeah, come with me. I told you, didn't I? God has poetic justice to give, even to us. I've never blamed him, and I've never doubted that fact. And I know it's true. We'll get away with this because it's fair, and we know it. Do you regret anything? Oh, you're so cute, brother. But I don't. I knew you wouldn't take the first step, and... Hey, proposing to you now is as good a time as any. I wonder what type of wedding vows I should write. Well, where do you want to go? As long as we cross the borders into somewhere, there's really nothing stopping us from seeing whatever we want to. The wonders of the world. Yeah, I read about them, you know. When I caught up with the outside world. You want to see them? Me? Well, great. Man, thinking up a life after this was a lot easier than I thought. Which one do you want to start with? I knew you'd pick the most obscure one. You'll be a hipster in no time, brother. Maybe you'll even develop a taste for iced chai lattes. But we need a smaller plan for just today to start us off. No. I just thought, do you ever miss church on Sundays? Maybe we should reclaim it or something. If we drive fast enough, we'll make it to one that's far enough from here. Maybe it could give some perspective, I don't know, like, hey, if it's a stupid idea, you can tell me and we'll just go somewhere completely. Yeah, let's give old God a visit. I'll drive. And you can drift off in the back seat and see what dreams you have this time. Let's run from the law. This is a fantasy audio made by adults, for adults, and about adults. Ooh, this one. My dear, dear bear. He loves to write things that are, I call it edgy, but they don't quite go together. When he reached out to me and he's like, okay, I have this script about a brother and a sister. And I was like, nope, I don't really do incest stuff. And he's like, no, they're foster kids. And that to me was like twisted, but not the same thing. Again, not king-shaming me here. It's just my personal preference as a voice actor. I just don't think I could pull off like true brother-sister and start like laughing or something. But yeah, I mean, I think it's so interesting that and like the religious undertones, which is really fucked up. And you know, I grew up in church world, religious world, super conservative sort of thing. So it like really, really kind of like hit me as like, oh, I shouldn't do this. But also like there's something really hot about it. Yeah, this audio was fun to make. Man, your fucked up foster parents like burning their house down. And then fucking on the front lawn, hoping they'll see you. That's kind of twisted. And then going to church at the end. Well, I'm releasing this on a Sunday, so happy church day to everyone else. Hey, it was fun to make. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks.